Hey, this is Kenny Crescendo on 99.9 Radio Britannia is on the air. Yes, actually, we are on the air. I think we've got it on. Are you listening? Eh? But if one just bloody turned off me now, I don't bloody blame you neither. Yeah, we shall get it all together. And we've got a few name checks and also it's coming up. And we've got some old Britannia favourites because Cuddly Karen's ramming all records away and that. So I can't pick many, but I've got a few to hand. Anyway, here comes the sounds of VLO this time. And hold on tight to your beams or your dreams or whatever. Crack it down the frequency, crescendo. 99.9, this is Britannia. There's no wrong with your radio, it's orchestral manoeuvres in the dark tuning up here on Britannia. ...140 watts of power coming from the crescendo shack. Here's the Maid of Orleans. the Maid of Orleans from Orchestral Man Who Was in the Dark. Bit of nice drumming on that as well. Yeah, I've had a go at a bloody drum kit today, I can tell you. Corsi Powell, note on me. Crescendo weren't half it in them skins, I'll tell you that. We weren't crashing them cymbals, you know. Just like that, yeah. Hello to Steve. Hope you're playing better than me, mate. Anyway, I've got the funnies on tonight, so let's have a bit of humour. Kenny Crescendo and Goodly Carringer of Ford Escort needs a song all about it. It's Johnny Cash and One Piece at a Time, yeah.
Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in the lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. It out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, because to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66.
Yeah, that's Johnny Cash there, building his car one piece at a time, yep. We've done exactly the same, I'll tell you that. Right, and Ann and Pete, Vicky and Kate, record coming up next for you four good people. In the meantime, the sounds of the Mission, and this one's called Into the Blue. The Mission there, and one call Into the Blue. Yeah, right then, Ann and Pete, Vicky and Kate, hope you'll listen, because we've got a record lined up for you. Yes, your tapes are ready, Pete, I'll just tell you that. I'll be bringing them later to you. You know what I mean. Yeah, right then, here's one, a very popular Radio Britannia favorite, and Vicky and Kate. Yes, we'll just give you a little squeak from Squeaky. Back from holiday he is, yeah. Right, as I said, Ann and Pete, Vicky and Kate, this one, and I'll just get this dog out of the studio. You'll know what I mean in a minute. Yeah. 99.9, this is Britannia. We'll be right back. That was the sound of Cuddly Karen taking a right hand bend.
A bank robbery. No money for nothing for Woofy and me. I was standing at the desk when the kid said, "Mommy, that Beckham's wet himself." I said, "Look up there, there's a camera watching me. I'm a little bit nervous, it's my first time on TV." I said, "I'm nasty and I'm vicious and my hand's on the trigger. It's your money or your life." But she didn't lift a finger. The cashier said, "Sonny, stop messing around." I said, "Okay, sorry, I'd like to open an account." And me.
Bad, 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 bad
going out to Adam P, Vicky and K, EAV and Bank Robbery. Yep, Britannia can play them, other stations can't. 99.9, Kenny Crescendo in the studio chair, or something like that. Right, World Cup coming up, yeah, must say hello to Sean, yeah, Republic of Ireland there, and also, not forgetting Steve St. John, who I've already said hello to, should be here, but he's not. And as I said, it's the World Cup coming up, so how about a record for Jack's lads, and this one called Put 'Em Under Pressure from 1990. Yeah.
Drink my wine, plowman, dig my earth.
Jimi Hendrix there, Mitch Murray, and of course Noel Redding on All Along the Watchtower. Yeah, sending that one out especially to Sean and Steve. Yeah. Right then, I'll say hello to Carol Cross over in Gleadless, and I'll tell you what, not forgetting you, Sarah. Hello, are you listening? If you are, give me a wink. Right then, for Sarah, I'll play this one for you. Here's Love is a Stranger from the Eurythmics. 99.9, this is Britannia. There and the love is a stranger. Can you crescendo putting his little voice on, you know? Right, for you technically minded people, There's also a few out there, aren't there? A few technically minor ones. We're using 100% compression this evening, and also 140 watts of effective radiated power up the aerial. Or down your aerial. I've just actually played a record for Sarah, but thinking about it, I actually ought to play her this one. It's Lick It Up from Kiss. That's Kiss there, and Lick It Up going out to Sarah. I think I better hide for the next 3 weeks. I can say what I want on this radio. I'll say hello now to Dave Gregory and also Pat and Wendy. And after this next record, I'm going to play a bloody daft record because I feel like being daft. And if you want to write into Radio Britannia, the address is Care of James, Flat 3, 11 to 13, Fishergate Hill, Preston, Lancashire, PR1 8JB. Here comes Norman Greenbaum and that spirit in the sky. Mm-hmm.
gonna go.